What you missed from Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Brought to you by the Specs Howard School of Media Arts. Specs Howard is focused on success with one-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at specshoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. WRIF and WRIF HD1 Detroit. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi, good morning. It is coming up on 6:14. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of July. Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Our Friday Bitches battle is down to the final four. We were challenging you guys to come up with new music and lyrics we're going to play Friday mornings for It's Friday Bitches here on the show. Well, round two is up now for voting. The final four are there. The grand prize winner and song will be announced at our backyard barbecue, which is next Friday. A week from this Friday already, you'll win $500, get your song played on the show, and be featured as a ringtone for download. So if you want to decide which song should win, cast your vote right now, WRIF.com. How's everyone on this Wednesday?
Doing great.
You know what?
That wasn't real.
I'm doing great.
Are you okay?
Things fine.
I sense some sarcasm.
No.
I feel like today is Tuesday.
Mm. Well, that's good.
Well, not in the sense of like I
tired Tuesday.
I feel like I'm more tired today than I was yesterday. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Because tired Tuesday is usually the worst day, but today I feel like it's hit me much more. But don't worry, I've got caffeine running through my veins.
Yeah,
should be good any second.
Yesterday was brutal.
Yeah, see, yesterday I was like, it's not too bad.
Tuesdays get me.
Yesterday I woke up, and this is like the best case scenario. When you wake, I woke up 1 minute before my alarm went off. Just naturally woke up. Woke up, looked at the clock, and said, well, I might as well get up. That never happens in this
line
of work.
No.
And so I think it helped that I didn't like, you know, hit the snooze six times.
Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk to the stars of Sharknado.
Amazing.
Tara Reid and Ian Ziering. That's how you say his name.
Yeah.
I'm going to screw it up. I know I'm going to screw it up. Ian Ziering.
Yeah.
Ian. If you have any questions for them, because I'm sure you've just been had a million questions.
So many questions.
You want to ask them.
Hopefully we have enough time.
Yeah.
Things to ask.
Yeah.
I mean, this is A-list.
It really is.
No, but these are the efforts that stand us up, right?
Yeah,
we'll talk to Sylvester Stallone. Mm-hmm. We'll talk to all the biggest name stars. They'll appear. But the D-list stars always seem to stiff our show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, yeah. Every
From
time.
From McLovin to whoever, they cancel on us. So we'll see if they actually make it at 9 o'clock this morning. The stars of Sharknado 3. Oh, hell no.
Is that the name
of it? Yeah. It is. Oh, no. Yeah, it's great.
I thought that was just some added Dave flavor.
No, that's what I thought too. Sharknado 3.
Oh hell no.
Yeah,
we'll see if they make it a little later on this morning. And again, if you do have questions for them, anything you've been meaning to ask, like what's up with Tara Reid's stomach, then feel free to
look at pictures of that thing.
Oh,
what happened to you,
just,
Tara?
Exactly. Google her stomach. Tara Reid's stomach.
That's the thing about, you know, us kind of joking around about them being like D-list or whatever. There was a time.
He was still not A-list when he was on 90210.
He wasn't Brandon Dillon or what's the dark haired
one. No one cared. Yeah. Us ladies that watch the show did not care.
The white guy with the perm.
Yeah. He was the dude none of the chicks wanted to do on 90210. Right. That's who
we
he was.
We cared. And at least in my school and with my buddies, we cared. We looked up to him like he was the man. Mm. He had those curly locks.
I understand the appeal of that.
Uh-huh.
So speaking of curly locks, my kids are taking a sports camp this week.
Yeah.
And it's taking place at a high school. And they came home yesterday and they're like, oh, my God, Dad. I'm like, what, buddy? There is another Chuck Urquhart. And he looks just like Uncle Chuck the Freak. I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, at this high school, we're taking the sports camp. His picture's on the wall. from the class of so and so. It's you.
Of course it's me.
Yeah. They thought you were much younger than that. They thought this guy was way older and graduated way before you.
I look like from the dawn of time. But what's weird is, what the hell am I on the wall for?
It's like
when you graduate, probably I'm sure mine's on
the class of 90, whatever it was, they
really
said.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
They're going to take a picture of it today for you and send it to me.
Okay.
So you can see. But they're like, there's an imposter! But he looks just like him!
Yeah.
No, that looks like Uncle Chuck the Freak.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's right. Uncle Chuck the Freak did go to high school.
There's proof, and he did graduate. His picture's up there on the wall.
Yeah.
They were so shocked and stunned. What's happened? Like, that's the high school he went to.
Yeah.
That's him.
Oh.
Wow. He's old.
He's old.
Yeah. I broke that school in.
Yeah, you did. Remember we went back to do a talk at that school years later?
Yep. Horrible. Not good.
No, it wasn't.
I haven't done any of those since. I don't.
You like one and done. You did one charity event and then you stopped for the rest of your life. You spoke at one school, then you were done for the rest of your life.
Well, because I have bad advice for kids. I don't have. I'm not full of like a lot of great.
No, you're not the most positive.
You know,
upbeat.
Like I don't.
Dude, I'm with you. When like interns come in here and they're like, Andy, give me some advice.
Don't do
I'm
it.
I'm like, do a bunch of drugs. Don't go to college and choose a career in a dying field. I don't know what to tell you. I made every wrong decision and everything's okay.
It doesn't really happen.
Do a
this
bunch
way.
Of drugs, don't go to college, and choose a career in a dying field. I'm Andy Green. Good night.
No, like they want me to look at kids and tell them that school is the. And I'm like, God, I hated school. You know, I hated it. I was
me too.
Oh. So I just can't go there, and I'm not going to give them the kind of speech I know they want to hear. Mm. That's Dave's territory.
I'm the motivational speaker of the group.
That's
believe
Dave's.
In yourself. You can get anything you want. You just got to believe.
Because if I'm there, I'm like all that stuff that Dave did to get where he is. I did none of that. I'm here too. So do what you want to do, guys.
It's true.
Yeah, so there you go. Uncle Chuck the Freak did graduate.
Yeah.
I did. Yes.
Yeah. But I didn't know that they had pictures up of the graduating classes.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yep, you're up on the wall.
Huh. I got a little terrified that they put like a larger picture of me, like a look at what our graduate did, and then I would have had to march on down there and have them take it off. Because that's weird. That's weird.
What's wrong with that?
It's weird.
That the school would be proud if one of their graduates has been successful?
What would make me furious is they weren't so proud when I graduated.
Oh, I see what you're saying. They didn't know what you'd become.
No.
Look at you now.
Yeah, they thought it. They were like, well, he'll be dead soon.
Yeah, that's what they thought of me when I graduated.
Yeah.
Most likely to die young. Yeah. Andy Green.
Yep.
Yeah, like I was like voted most likely to open his own fast food restaurant. I think, like, in my yearbook.
Mm. That's a weird one.
That is weird.
Well, that was me.
That's the only good thing they could find out to say about you.
That's it.
All right. Well, it's Dave and Uncle Chuck the Freak, and we're going to get to our Check of Rip News here in just a moment. A woman yells at a screaming kid eating in her diner. Did she have the right to do that? Do they have to make crash test dummies fatter because Americans won't stop eating? Talk about jumping the gun on the holidays all the time, but on July 22nd, what has Walgreens just put out on their shelves?
Stop it.
We got celebrity dirt from the Riff Files, and we'll play What's in Her Vagina? The Criminal Edition.
Oh, bump, bump, bump.
It's all coming up as we get to Riff News in just a moment.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It's time right now for a check of Riff News brought to you by the Mark Z Home Selling Team. Get Mark Z's exclusive Z Guarantee, where you agree to a price and a deadline, and if that deadline passes and your home isn't sold, Mark Z will pull out his checkbook and buy it himself. Either way, your home is guaranteed sold when you list with Mark Z. Go to soldbymarkz.com. Well, a dozen people have been arrested and guns seized during a series of police raids to curb heroin sales in Detroit and nearby communities. Several locations were raided yesterday along a stretch of Woodward Avenue. Detroit Police Chief James Craig says three AK-47 assault rifles and a submachine gun were among the nine weapons found. Uzi. Heroin, cocaine, and marijuana were also confiscated. Craig says officers attacked the large-scale distribution of heroin controlled by a violent Detroit-based criminal organization, and that much of the violence in the area was connected to drugs. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration, U.S. Immigration and Customs, State Police, Oakland County Sheriff's Department, and police in Ferndale and Royal Oak were all involved in yesterday's raids. A 66-year-old man credits his flight training with enabling him to walk away with only minor injuries after he crash-landed his small plane on a Lake Michigan beach. Steven Stamm, he's been a pilot for 22 years, says he immediately remembered what to do when the plane's engine sputtered for about 30 seconds and then completely lost power. After scanning the landscape for a safe place to land, he brought the plane down in dune grass in Ottawa County's Park Township near Holland State Park. He was greeted by people who were on the beach there.
Yay!
They offered him help and praise. Although this was his second crash, he says he'll fly again, but he's unsure if the plane can be salvaged. The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board are investigating.
I'm always amazed when people go through one crash and then they decide to fly again, but you go through two.
Yeah.
Don't need time to wrap it up.
Don't you feel like almost anyone who decides to fly like those little planes, and maybe our boss could attest to this, you will, in your lifetime, go through something.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, there will be a time when the engine dies on you.
You're testing.
And you're going to have to do something. You know?
Yeah, I don't know how you get back in if you crash once. I rollerbladed once, and it didn't go well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you didn't put them back on. Huh?
I never got back. I never revisited
No.
it.
You lost
that
power in one of the engines?
Yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah, I was like, we're losing. I better crash land at this beach.
Nice landing. Nice job, man.
I'm sure it wasn't a nice
the
landing.
The brakes are on the back. That's so different.
I know.
I needed all my training.
The one thing about, so our boss Mark, who's flies a small plane, he's really a calm, level guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you need that. Like,
yeah.
Dave,
you can't be the pilot, Dave.
I've thought about it. I wanted to fly.
You can't be the
pilot. But
I
know I can. I'm not good in a panic situation.
No.
Yeah.
I think Mark could keep his calm and keep it together, which is what you have to do, right? Mm. You got to stay focused and figure out where you're going to put that down.
Yeah.
When you smashed that boat into the other boat when you were the captain,
yeah, yeah,
in was Mexico. It like? Did you kind of freak out or something?
Oh, I screamed
then,
at the
yeah,
top of my lungs.
See,
look out!
Yeah, yeah.
I put my boat right into the back of their boat.
Yeah,
they're so lucky. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky. It wasn't a bit further. It would have hit someone.
Yeah,
but lucky it wasn't a bit further back. It would have. They would have just sunk.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's good you know your limits, though.
Yeah.
No, I do absolutely know my limits.
Oh, and some things.
And some things.
And
we
some
have to talk
things.
About
he's
a
also,
lot of
like,
things.
He's also, like, taking up kayaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, kayaking. And hiking. I like to hike now, too.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
Hiking.
That makes one of us.
Yeah, I'm not hiking.
Oh, dude.
So there's some controversy over this next story here that has been making the rounds online. It's a owner of a diner who yelled at a noisy toddler. And there's a bunch of people who are supporting her and then a bunch of people who say it's ridiculous. It's Marcy's Diner in Portland. Darla Neugebauer is the owner.
Mm-hmm.
And she says she has no regrets about yelling at an unruly toddler and pissing off the kid's parents. The girl's parents ordered three pancakes, apparently, but left them out of the child's reach, which caused the toddler to cry. The owner said she had enough and just had to deal with it. And this is her talking to the local news there, WCSH-TV, about what happened. Take a listen.
Child acts up for a long time. I might snap. And I do scream at times, but that's all it is. Just leaning over the counter and yelling.
Can you sort of reiterate what happened yesterday? Was it yesterday?
It was yesterday.
What happened?
After listening to a child scream at the top of her lungs in my very busy restaurant, I screamed at her and told her it had to stop. Her parents didn't want to leave. They didn't seem to even notice that she was crying. Maybe it's normal. I don't know. I don't care.
And you seem like you are, you're just shaking it off, not...
I am.
Yeah, why is that? You're not worried, like, other people who saw it might not want to come back here, and people who are seeing this thing go
that's,
viral?
You know what? Life's full of choices, and you got to live with all of them. I chose to yell at the kid. It made her shut up, which made me happy. It made my staff happy. It made the other 75 people in the restaurant happy. And they left. They may never come back. Other people may not come in. They're lost, really.
Are you sorry at all?
I don't know if sorry would be the proper word. I might have used poor judgment. I wouldn't say I was sorry because it stopped. When things stop, it's usually a good thing. All I said was I slammed my hands on the counter and I said, this needs to stop, meaning her screaming. And I pointed at her and she looked at me and she stopped. And her parents said, are you screaming at a child? Yes, I am. And she shut up.
And you said it was pretty bad parenting.
Very. They didn't, I don't know if they knew she was there. They ordered 3 pancakes for this kid. They set them in the middle of the table and they chit-chatted and they ate the pancakes. And the kid had crumbs in front of her on the nasty little placemat they brought for her. And occasionally they'd throw her a scrap, but she screamed the whole time. You know, hello, put a pancake in front of the kid. If people want to come to my
I guarantee they'll have a great meal.
They might even have fun. I don't recommend they bring a screaming kid. Perhaps they bring it out and let him sit on a bench. Chill the kid out.
Bring it out. I do think that if you want to yell at someone, maybe yell at the parents. They're the ones, I mean, it's not really the kid's fault that their parents are stupid.
What do you think?
I would never go there because that chick just rubs me the wrong way.
Well, you don't know that going into the diner that that's the chick.
No, I know. I can tell by her hat, though.
Yeah, she's like crazy, like insane.
Is there a video
like,
of
I also feel like
I haven't seen that.
Oh, okay.
When somebody else's kid's screaming like that,
I know you can see the other end. You probably applaud. Like
I would be like, you know what, crazy lady, you're bad crap nuts. But
thank you.
But thanks, absolutely. Thank you. I feel the same way as someone with kids. I've seen that. I never let my kids act like that. There's no way that they're getting away with yelling or screaming or throwing a tantrum in a public place because I'm getting them the hell out of there. Okay. I don't care if they're mid-meal. I don't care whatever it is.
I get it. But remember when you took your kids on the plane and I think it was Zane had like an ear or something.
Yeah, he had an ear infection.
And he just wouldn't stop. If someone was in front of you and they turned around and yelled at him, I don't know what you might have done, dude.
Yeah, but he was trying to help him.
We were doing everything we could to calm the baby down. There was nothing we could
do. How old was he?
He was not even 2.
Yeah.
And I feel like on a plane is different than in a restaurant.
I don't know, I think that chick would have just yelled no matter where she is.
I had the guy in front of me who was, like, he was throwing his chair back and going, like, he kept grunting and making noises. I did have to deal with that.
Yeah.
But we weren't ignoring our screaming child.
No, we were
doing everything we could. It was just out of our control.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I just feel like in a restaurant, you can easily leave if you're bothering a ton of people. Mm-hmm.
And it's what you should do. In fact, like, I don't think you should take kids to restaurants until they're a certain age. Like I've said that.
Unless they can handle themselves. Absolutely.
You know,
there's certain restaurants we never took. They're just getting to an age now when we're going to certain restaurants. Right. Because they can sit and they can have a nice conversation and they're not crazy.
Right.
But
yeah, she should have lost it on the parents rather than the kid. But
yeah,
but I mean, whatever. I mean, maybe you're not going to teach the parents anything. Maybe the only one you can teach is the actual kid.
So people have lit up the Facebook page, of course, of this restaurant. One woman said, I was there at the time. I turned to my daughter and said, this is how I'm raising you, not to be an adult like that woman. You will never be like her when you get older. You'll never talk to people like that. And then this broad responded.
Oh, is she responding?
You're lucky I really didn't get effing nuts because being physical is something that could have happened as well.
What? She said that?
Yes.
She's so crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't shock me. She's right out of her mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
People
insane,
that are out of their mind tend to yell at people in public and get in fights and confrontations.
Yeah, they make really poor choices when it comes to...
You can tell she's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. She's nuts. But I don't know. I would have loved to if someone just shut up our crying kid. Who wouldn't have loved
that? Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at the same time, I would have been like, man, what are we doing in this crazy broad's restaurant?
I'm sure it was shocking.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure it went silent.
Like, yeah. All she's doing is making pancakes. She can relax a little bit.
I was trying to see if there was, they talked to anyone else who was in that restaurant at the time to see how they reacted. Because all I can find is, this crazy broad.
Yeah, like, her. What did the other people really think?
She is crazy. She gave the news like a 30-minute interview.
She did, and she never stopped. I feel like he probably was like starting to walk away, and then she started again. So he was just like,
"Mike, that kid was
just
awful.
This mic right here. Keep going."
Oh, if you have a crazy person talking, you just let him go, right? You don't stop him.
Keep burying yourself. Mercy.
Her name's Marcy. She looked like a Marcy.
No, it's Marcy's Diner, but her name isn't Marcy. Her name's Darla.
Oh, well, I mean,
okay. Even Marcy worse. Darla.
Yeah, it's the same vein. But yeah.
So here's the actual report from the TV station about what happened, just not the raw interview there.
To our other top story of the evening, Marcy's Diner is on Oak Street in Portland's downtown. It's a busy place on weekends, and the owner tells us that's partly why she snapped yesterday. News Center's Grady Trimble is here to explain. Grady.
Amanda, I spoke with owner Darla Neugebauer today. She says she tried to kick a family out of the diner because there was a child screaming who wouldn't stop. The mother of that child, Tara Carson, took to the diner's Facebook page to complain, which sparked an angry response from Neugebauer.
Oh, yeah.
Now that back and forth has gone viral.
I might snap, and I do scream at times, but it's all it is, just leaning over the counter and yelling.
Darla Neugebauer, the owner of Marcy's Diner, says she snapped Saturday at a young girl. It all started when her parents ordered her some pancakes.
They ordered three for this kid, a two-year-old. Three pancakes, bigger than her head. And then they didn't even feed them to her.
Neugebauer says the pancakes were out of the girl's reach. She wanted to eat them, but Neugebauer claims her parents weren't letting her have them. So the girl started loudly crying. Neugebauer asked the group to leave or take the girl outside, but they didn't. The girl continued to cry, lasting nearly an hour, Neugebauer says, and she had had enough.
All I said was I slammed my hands on the counter and I said, "This needs to stop," meaning her screaming. And I pointed at her and she looked at me and she stopped. And her parents said, "Are you screaming at a child?" "Yes, I am." And she shut up.
Neugebauer got what she wanted, but the girl's parents are upset, leaving a comment on the diner's Facebook page calling what happened there the worst experience.
I'm sure it was.
Who in their right mind would behave like this unless you are deranged?
Huh?
Neugebauer replied to the post saying in part, "Yes, I am blank crazy, and you are lucky I didn't get really blank nuts because being physical is not something I cower from."
Are you sorry at all?
I don't know if sorry would be the proper word. I might have used poor judgment. I wouldn't say I was sorry because it stopped. When things stop, it's usually a good thing.
Now Marcy's is getting a lot of backlash online from people who say they refuse to eat.
Wow, you are a disgusting person, one said.
Life's full of choices and you got to live with all of them. I chose to yell at the kid. It made her shut up, which made me happy. It made my staff happy. It made the other 75 people in the restaurant happy. And they left. They may never come back. Other people may not come in. They're lost, really.
Neugebauer, who's getting a lot of positive feedback as well, is continuing with business as usual.
Is she from Cleveland? Do we know if she's actually from Cleveland?
No, I have no idea.
Because she has a Cleveland Indian hat on, and I'm thinking she's from Cleveland, if you know what I mean.
She carries herself like she's from Cleveland.
She said in her thing that she would, they're lucky she didn't get effing violent or physical because she doesn't cower from physical stuff. It said man or woman. They left that part out, but she's like, "I'll fight a chick, I'll fight a guy."
Yeah.
So she's right out of her mind.
Of course she is. But at the end of the day, it's her place, and she has the right to do that if she wants to do it, right?
I think what it
is... If people never come back, then that's...
No, I don't even, yelling at the kid to me isn't what's even turning me off about this place anymore. It's now like seeing her, seeing these interviews. I'm like, I would never give that broad any money.
Yeah, she's crazy. And I do think she's wrong for yelling directly at the kid. I mean, she should have just shamed and yelled at the parents.
Yeah, they let the kid cry for an hour.
Yeah, I didn't hear that in the first part of the story. An hour? Oh, my God, that's insane.
Yeah, like about 7 minutes in is when I yell at the parents.
I think what I might have done is just push the pancakes towards the kid. you know? Like, there you go, kid. You want these pancakes? They're not paying any attention to
you. They did get the parents.
Oh, they did?
Side of it. Apparently, they spoke to them on the phone about...
Absolutely. So we were in Portland by the evening and, you know, stayed the night on our way to New Hampshire for a family vacation. And got up Saturday morning. We're checking local reviews on sort of where to go in the area. And we always love to check out the local establishments. So walked on over to... Marcy's Diner. It was about a 30-minute wait, which, you know...
I'm just going to fast-forward a bit here.
You know, she started crying. She was by no means screaming. Like, I've seen kids with temper tantrums. I've seen my own child with a temper tantrum, and this was by no means one of those moments. And all of a sudden, this woman came over. It wasn't even our waitress. She came over and threw to-go containers down on the table, and she said to my husband, either you guys need to go or she does. And we looked at each other and we're like, is she kidding? Because up till this moment, I mean, you know, the meal was going fine and, you know, we were just sort of going about our business. And we're like, all right, you know, so, you know, we were getting to the end of the meal anyway and sort of packing our stuff up. And, you know, my daughter was crying. It was nothing out of the norm. And about like 10 minutes later, the owner was behind the counter and like reaching over the counter and pointing at my daughter and like screaming in her face, like, shut the hell up. And I think I was just in pure shock because I've never seen behavior like this before. And, you know, we just froze up and we turned and my husband's like, are you serious? Like, are you really yelling at a, my daughter's not even two, by the way. She's only 21 months old.
Wow. Okay. So that changes everything. Yeah, I mean, I see the picture of them holding the baby.
It's a little baby.
I was just going to ask you if you thought this was an old picture of them, because that is like a baby who... You can't teach that baby.
No, the baby's probably not even verbal yet.
You can't teach that baby to be quiet. They just cry. This chick is haywire nuts.
Yeah, after seeing the couple, hearing them, and seeing the baby.
And also what we don't know is really how bad it really was. Don't you feel like this broad could be like nuts?
Either you gotta go or she's gotta go.
Take your hell spawn and get the hell out of here.
We just go put the baby outside.
The baby's gotta go. We'll just leave her in the corner.
Yeah. Well, but that was her advice. Yes. Was to leave like a small child like that on the park bench outside. Some people, hey, let's just get this out there. Some people cannot stand any kid at all. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like them much.
And you have some of your own.
Right. But you should know when a kid isn't even two yet. Like, that kid can't do anything on its own from the picture that we're looking at right there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way you can reason with a child like that. What I'm shocked is that the baby actually shut up when she screamed at it. It must have been so terrified that this giant Hulk crossfitted her way right down onto the countertop.
Yeah, the baby was probably just terrified and, you know, in shock.
Yeah.
That's why it's
the baby
crying.
Was in shock. The baby, I wish they could interview the baby and the baby would be like, yeah, I was in complete shock when that lady yelled at
me.
I was just crying like a baby does.
Just eating a pancake.
But I don't have kids, but I feel like, I don't know, I feel like if I had a kid and it was a baby and it was crying like relentlessly at a restaurant, like I'd take it upon myself to pack everything up and leave.
You have to.
Like, most people do.
You have to.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I wouldn't just be like, I'm just enjoying this local establishment.
Yeah.
I kind of hate everybody here.
Yeah.
Even that kid, that stupid kid.
Andy's taking a stand against a toddler. It's dangerous, but he's doing it.
It's dangerous.
But I'll say this too, there is a disconnect between because parents hear the crying so much that they just turn it off in their head. And so what that girl thinks was not that big a deal to someone who never hears a baby crying might have sounded like just a horrible nightmare. Like the guy who was in front of Dave when his kid was on the plane.
God!
Yeah, I feel like on a plane, though, there's no exit. Like, it's not like Dave can parachute out of there.
No. And I wasn't just leaving a baby unattended. I was right. Like, crayons, movie, Oreos, anything.
Yeah.
But yeah. In a restaurant, you can take your flapjacks and move on out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sure can. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we do have more Riff news to get to. Is a Russian tycoon dropping $100 million to search for aliens? We've got celebrity dirt from the Riff Files. Kit Harington, Game of Thrones guy.
Yeah.
He just arrived in Belfast yesterday. Is Jon Snow still alive?
Yes, please!
And we'll play What's in Her Vagina, the criminal edition, all that and more, straight ahead here on The Riff.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Hi, good morning. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak. 101 WRI.
A glimpse behind the scenes.
Yeah, we're having, Lisa brought in cake because it's James' birthday on Friday, but he's going to be on his great big Juggalo adventure.
Yeah.
So
Juggalo adventure.
He won't be in the studio with us, so we had to get cake for him today. And I've been planning Lisa's cake for almost a year.
Yeah.
Literally, like, a few days after her birthday last year, I saw the cake I should have got her.
The ultimate cake.
And was like, God, that's perfect for Lisa. So I've known ever since that I wanted to get it, and now I'm planning. But my problem is, I always hate it. We always say it. You don't oversell something.
I know. Right? I'm really excited about it.
Because then someone will be disappointed when it's not the greatest cake in the world.
Mm-hmm. I've been thinking about it for a whole year.
I know. Yeah. That's scary. Because you're going to be like, this cake sucks. This was stupid. Dave's stupid.
God, where'd you get this dumb cake from?
No.
Why'd you just get me a caramel cake?
I believe I had to wait a year for this. Stupid.
No.
So next month, we'll find out if she really likes the cake.
But Lisa is not kidding. I'm sure she's been thinking about this cake for a year because she tends to spend a lot of time thinking about cake.
I do. And I had to apologize. If I get the cake, I'm going to get the same cake for everyone. The caramel.
Yeah.
Bumpy cake.
Yeah, you found a good cake.
I love that cake.
Well, she got me a cake for my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an okay cake.
That was last year.
Yeah, that was last year. It was okay. And she's like, you hate it! Admit it! Admit it! It's not very good! I had some! Admit it! I'm like, Lisa, it's a cake! She takes her cake.
Real serious.
And so now, she's not venturing. She knows what's good.
Mm-hmm.
You get the Saunders caramel bumpy cake, and you just ride it out.
You know, my dilemma has been lately, I have the Saunders bumpy cake ice cream.
I haven't had it yet.
No.
I've already ate one container by myself, pretty much. And so I got another, and I put it out in the freezer in my garage. I have a freezer out there.
Uh-huh.
Like, if I keep it out there,
I won't go and
get it all the time and eat it. But so I've been, like, Mission Impossible out the back on
with
the deck.
With a spoon?
Running.
With a spoon.
In the garage. No spoon. But I go in, grab it, run back.
Oh, you keep bringing it in.
Every time I need to go get ice cream, so it's like been a pretty big adventure for me.
Yeah. You know what I did the other day? I've been trying to be healthier with my Clif Bars. Drinking shakes and stuff. It's like I want
to
live, you know. So I, the other day, like a heroin addict, I stopped at this ice cream place, ordered ice cream like secretly so like my girlfriend wouldn't know, and I parked in a spot. And I sat in my car and I ate a bunch of ice cream.
Yeah. No, that's my life.
In a car.
Now she knows you're admitting it. Yeah. Did you admit it before?
She's still sleeping, hopefully.
And these ice cream confessions.
Yeah.
But I did. Like, I was like, just eating. I'm like halfway through it. I'm like, what am I doing?
You're just getting in a little bit of savory ice cream.
I needed some ice cream.
Chuck, you hide it from your wife that you eat a bunch of ice cream?
It's just easier for me just to not reveal anything.
But I mean, because she was checking your
bank statements.
She'll know if you went through a Dairy Queen drive through or whatever. Mm-hmm. She'll mention it to you. And she'll look for wrappers or napkins.
By mention it to me. I think just mentioning it to me is a little underselling it.
So Lenny could care less if I eat ice cream or not. I care. I have this, like, I got to do it in private kind of thing.
Right.
But he came home and there was ice cream all over the kitchen. On the floor, I had gotten it everywhere, and he came back and he said, "Did you eat ice cream?"
I just blame it on the dog.
That's
at that
your
point.
Dead giveaway, Lise.
He's like, "There's ice cream all over the place."
That's her dead giveaway.
He's like,
her
busted. Messiness.
Yeah.
Busted.
My thing, the way I get busted is that, like, I will do a really amazing job of doing the same style of thing that you would do.
Yeah.
But I'll, like, leave the spoon or something. I'll do something stupid, like leave a receipt.
It was like the saddest thing if anybody would have rolled up and saw me just parked in that car.
Dude, but AC, you know how many blaring. Times, listen, you know how many times I've pulled in and there's a guy right next to me and I look over and make eye contact with him and he's like,
he's in the same boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I had Tool cranked. So it was like metal ice cream day for the fat
wow.
guy.
This is a serious moment there.
It was humbling.
You look so sad reflecting on
well,
it.
Well, yeah. because
it was just, it makes me sick that I can't escape the sweet, tender grasp of ice cream.
Yeah.
Like, I'll never amazing. Be able to escape it. It's like my heroin.
Once you get hooked on ice cream, it's tough.
I mean, that's the, and ice cream's always been my downfall. Like, I used to do just gross things with ice cream.
Okay, yeah. What do you mean?
Not like bang it or anything, but. Yeah.
I wouldn't waste
but
it just on
like,
that.
No, but I'd get like a half pint, dude, and I would eat the entire thing.
Yeah. Like, to have, like, that's the big, like, the
yeah,
big
Yeah, that's the big, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah that's why yeah, it's okay. disgusting.
Yeah, see, I don't have an off switch with ice cream either, so I can't.
No,
I can't get that. I literally have to talk myself out if I get like a jug of it or whatever. Like if I was Lisa, that thing would be gone.
It's like an episode of Intervention. No, I've had people come up to me before while eating a half pint of ice cream and be like, "Hey, bud, maybe use a bowl." I'm like, no!
Yeah, when you're eating right out of the container, I've done that. I
always eat out of the container. But it is
I'm like, the container has the best scooping ratio. Yeah,
the funny thing is that it could be like Intervention, where it's like someone is literally trying to save you, but you're like, you all of the same traits of like being hooked on heroin or something are the exact traits that you're going to display.
Is. Yeah.
I'm not going!
Right. They're telling me they love me and crying and stuff. Yeah, and I'm like, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. And then I eat some ice cream and escape out the window.
Yeah.
Andy's ice cream intervention.
He pulls the toilet top off and there's ice cream in it.
You guys are lucky. I don't like pull like an ice cream kit out of my sock right now start like cooking up some ice cream like a crack.
He's got an ice cream flask.
Get an ice cream maker hidden under the desk there.
Yeah. Turning up
don't
some
ask questions.
Chocolate. Yeah.
We're like, guys, we probably should do something, but I mean,
yeah, it's,
we don't want to get in the way.
It's bad news, man. Me and ice cream.
Yeah,
it's
no,
all right, man.
It's fine.
You'll kick it.
Don't try that bumpy cake ice cream.
No, I'm gonna.
Jeez, so good.
That one I never should have tried. That one from Haagen-Dazs.
That oatmeal one.
But like Lisa and Dave, both of you guys are like pushers, but like talking about the good stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like, hey, don't try this. The worst thing you can say to an ice cream addict.
Yeah, you're right.
Hey, don't ever, ever try the most delicious ice cream of all time,
right,
Andy.
You're talking to a guy that went into a local ice cream place.
Yeah.
And spent $45 on pints of ice cream. $45.
You've never had a single sale bigger.
You could make like 12 meals with what I spent on just ice cream.
So you'd say that's your favorite food?
Yeah. I wish it was good for
Promise me, promise me that if you have an ice cream intervention, you'll cry like this guy.
That's how I cry when I see ice cream.
Oh, when it's gone. That's how I cry when it's gone.
Please, Andy, please.
I'm telling you.
We're all rubbing your back and stuff.
Yeah.
It's okay, man. It's okay.
No, like, so I know, like, I'll think, oh, yeah, there's some ice cream left. And then I go, and Stella has eaten it.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm like, hey! I get these there's like little mini ones that they make. It's like a it's like a shot basically of ice cream. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm surprised Lisa doesn't have those because that she always has everything mini. And they're basically for the kids, but there'll be like one that I want
and I'll see Stella walking around with it, and I'm like, she got it first. Me and her are constantly in a race for all the good food, yeah. So, and she wins all the time.
It's a different kind of beast ice cream with me. I don't know.
No,
I don't feel like I have a problem with like any other just foods. Like I overeat or whatever, but like yeah, ice cream is
your heroin.
Man.
Yep. Ice there. Listen, and I'm not making it up. Those places call to me. Like if I'm driving and there's one on the way, it's calling to me for about a half a mile.
Chuck. Chuck,
shut up.
Chuck, come in here.
Shut up, ice cream.
Chuck, it's so good right now.
I know you're so good. I know.
Chuck, come on.
You know. Yes, I do, but I would have to switch lanes. I'm already in the fast lane. I'd have to go all the way across. Okay, I'm switching lanes. I'm switching lanes.
Pull into the driveway.
Okay, I'm pulling in. I'm in. Medium Heath Bar Blizzard, please.
You just kind of tune out the voice that's telling you you should hate yourself for doing that.
I tune it out all the time.
Because I was rolling up on this ice cream place, and it's like kind of down the way, and I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, you fat, disgusting bastard. I'm like, don't you do it. Don't you do it. You don't need this.
Uh-huh.
You don't need this. And I'm like, sugar burn. And then I like pull in and I'm like getting out and I don't even, it's like I black out and I don't even have control over myself. Yeah.
Do you have post regret? Like, do you do this after you eat? Like, do you?
I do. That's me after I eat the ice cream. Yeah. Because of all the work I have to do now to get that off. Great.
I try not to think about it, honestly.
You don't feel guilty and weird?
No, I do, but I try and I push that all to some kind of dark corner of my mind. You know, like I know what I just ate. I know that yesterday me and Rowan went to Dairy Queen and I had a cheeseburger and a medium blizzard. I know I did that.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Dixie, you are a recovering ice cream addict. Is that right?
Oh, that's so true. It's almost hard to put it into words. I adore ice cream. I love it. Like I told Jason, and once I start, I really can't stop. I've had to turn my back on it plenty of times, and I'm about a month in on recovery.
Hey, wow.
Oh,
congratulations.
Don't try the Bobby cake ice cream.
Lisa, what did you do? Oh, Lisa.
Yeah, that Haagen-Dazs caramelized oat and chocolate. Don't try that either.
Yeah. caramel cone explosion from Haagen-Dazs. I wouldn't try either if I were you.
Good luck, Dixie. 1 month clean of the ice cream.
Ooh, that's a good
stay strong.
I'm 1 day. Yeah. I'm literally at 1 day, and I don't plan on being 2 days.
I'll sit there at the store with a thing of ice cream, and I'll be like, don't you get this? Don't you get this? Don't you put this in your cart? And I'm like, I'm putting it in my cart. You can't stop me.
Yeah.
Reason.
Someone tweeted us saying, there's a Kroger Private Select chocolate eclair ice cream. Amazing.
Mm.
Jesus.
I
do like an eclair.
Me too. This girl does her own thing, and this is how you can tell that you're a real addict when you start to mix stuff.
Oh.
She takes a Klondike bar, which are delicious.
Yeah.
She crushes it and then scoops ice cream on top of it.
That's madness.
Yeah, I'm not anywhere near that level.
Really?
Oh, yeah, no, I don't. I'm not either.
Mm-mm.
No, I'm like, not. Thankfully, I mean, I have other things
I
love.
Six Klondike
but bars. Ice cream is not a weakness for me. I love it, but it's not like I've got to have it all the time or I crave it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really crave it, but if I have it, I'm like, it's just like a cocaine or something. I'm like, gotta do it all till it's gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anonymous, you believe you've got an ice cream addiction, right?
Yes, I get Dairy Queen medium twist cone dipped in chocolate every single day. Haven't missed a day in about 6 months. Do I have
a problem? 6 months?
No. Do you have a problem? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, not really. Because he's getting
every
medium.
Day for 6 months.
He's not getting the large.
Yeah, medium.
That's how I justify it. That's how I justify it. I could be getting a large every single time I go, and I'm not.
You got a medium.
I got a medium.
So,
you're fine.
Yeah, that's my order from Dairy Queen. I'm not a real blizzard guy. I'll get a dip cone.
I love the butterscotch dip cone. Don't get me go. Don't listen.
Oh, damn it.
That's my other line. That's my other arm.
Butterscotch dipped.
Butterscotch dip cone. You haven't had it?
I'm looking up the nutritional value here.
Oh, don't do that.
Dude, I didn't know they could dip it in butterscotch.
They dip it in butterscotch. It's what Rowan had yesterday.
Wow, it's much, much more than I thought.
Oh, jeez. Yes.
470 calories and 21 grams of fat, 17 grams saturated for a medium butterscotch dipped cone.
Yeah, that just, you know, that just rolls off my tongue.
I love those Magnum bars.
Oh, yeah, those things are crazy. Yep, I've had them, Lise. I know all about it.
Oh, yeah.
God. Yeah. And they give you like three of them in a package. Oh my God, I better double up. I'm going to need six of them.
That's my son right there eating a butterscotch dip cone.
Oh, dude. I love butterscotch.
Andy, calm down.
I love butterscotch.
Look at the huge chunk of butterscotch he broke off of that cone.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no.
He's living the dream.
I love butterscotch.
I do.
I do too.
Oh, butterscotch is
so
good.
Good.
Nicole, your whole family
is place has it.
Ice cream addicts, is that right?
Yep, everybody in my family loves the ice cream. My uncle even eats it like every night, but my dad takes it a step too far. He pours a whole cup of sugar on top of any ice cream he eats.
Holy.
He loses the rest of us out.
Holy Moses.
Jesus.
A cup of sugar. That's somebody that just wants to die.
You know what's funny? Because that's the one thing I feel like ice cream doesn't need.
No.
Like you don't,
no, you don't need, to,
you don't
add
need
anything.
To mess with anything. Mm-hmm. They've taken years to figure out what's good.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Jim, you're a recovering ice cream addict. Is that right? Hi, Jim.
Hope he's back on it.
No. Oh,
he had to go.
Yes.
Greg.
He just pulled
in.
I
thought I'd let you know there's this place off, it's in Michigan Slum. It's off M53 and M46. It's called Scott's Quick Stop. They give you a waffle cone. You can get like a double scoop. It's like 6 inches of ice cream on top of the cone.
That's all I need. That's, you know, all I ask for 6 inches all the time.
Can you give me 6 inches of ice cream, please?
Yeah.
I order it by the foot.
Oh. Take 2 feet.
I'll take a foot long.
Oh, we don't have that, sir. Make it. Do it.
Someone says,
so hard.
Don't try Ben and Jerry's mint chocolate cookie.
I have. And
have
I
you?
They're right. Yeah. You should never.
Because I love mint chocolate chip. It's one of my.
I do too. There's so many kinds of ice cream. Like, I'll get one kind of ice cream, but I like the other kinds too. So then I get the other kinds. Yeah.
That Magnum bar, they have double peanut butter, which I love, double caramel.
Mm-hmm.
They have a white chocolate. They have an almond. Oh, they're all so good. They have a gold.
Yeah.
Gold.
Gold, yeah.
How can you go wrong with gold?
Stop the presses. You have to try a McDonald's apple pie stuffed into a McFlurry. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, see, I don't like apple pie, so
I
I'm
love
good.
Apple pie.
I know,
and
but
I always
don't do it.
I don't always,
start,
but every, like once a year, I'll get an apple pie and I'll order just their ice cream in a cup, and then I'll have apple pie and ice cream.
Wow, but you've never asked them.
But
to
I've
just
never
smush
asked
to,
them to put
bits.
It into a McFlurry
because you shouldn't.
Can you I should. Get an apple pie in my McFlurry?
Yes, and they will.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds good. Like I'd eat it, but it's nothing I'd seek out.
Yeah, because I don't want any type of fruit in my ice cream. I want pure liquid nitrogen, sugar, cream.
Chocolate and butterscotch. And
yeah.
Everyone says we're making them make horrible decisions.
Of course.
Yeah.
But this is what I do. I mean, you know, like Rowan will have people come over to swim and they'll bring ice cream. And they brought Klondike bars that were... You know, Neapolitan, so it's like the three different flavors. No one liked them. I don't even like them.
Like strawberry vanilla chocolate?
But I ate them.
Yeah. That's the thing about Neapolitan. You're like, I didn't choose you.
But I'll
you
eat
know
you.
What? Yeah, I'm going to eat you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't like you strawberry very much.
But I will
but I'm still I'm going to this. Do this.
But I'll deal with your crap.
Big Al on Twitter said, we all knew Lisa loved the Magnums.
They're got a Magnum.
Does. I love a Magnum.
So those are ice cream bars?
Yeah.
They're
like, they're like high scale. They're like, you know, quality ice cream.
Very good.
Yeah.
They're super good. And yeah, they only, it's not like they give you like five in a box. They give you three.
Because that's how good they are. They're like, listen, we don't need, you can't handle more
than
three.
So I eat two, and then I'm like, I only got one left, may as well just get this out of the way.
I had an ice cream maker for a bit, but that's just so much labor to put in to your ice cream.
They got it made.
They got it made already for you. Just waiting.
Why do you have to make it?
There's a place right down the street. I think we could just leave here right now, and we can just go and do this. Right. Like, just sacrifice our whole futures.
Today's show brought to you by diabetes. No. All right, we're going to continue here. I don't have time for much more, but we'll get to some celebrity dirt from the Riff Files, and we're going to play What's in Her Vagina, the criminal edition, coming up.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Time for some celebrity dirt from the Riff Files right now. This is either a tragedy, or if you believe Michael Jackson was a child molester, a triumph. Almost all traces of Michael Jackson have been removed from the Neverland Ranch. A company called Sotheby's International Realty is trying to sell it for $100 million, and on their website, they make no mention of it ever belonging to Michael Jackson. Huh. It's simply referred to as the Sycamore Valley Ranch now. The online listing does have one remnant of Michael's time there. In a few pictures, you can see the shrubs forming the word Neverland are still in front of the main house. That's the only history they give, though. They only say the home was designed by Robert Atlevers in a French Normandy style and crafted to perfection in 1982.
Did he buy it built, or did he have it built?
No, it was built before he bought it.
Yeah.
So he bought it in 1987. It was built in 1982.
Okay. And what's it called now?
Sycamore Valley Ranch, not Neverland. I would have thought they would have gone after the Michael Jackson crazies.
They should have. They just should have let some Asian guy buy it, right?
Mm. We thought they were going to turn it into a theme park or an attraction.
Yeah, I guess it's too.
Maybe the family won't sign off on it.
I think that's what it is.
Not allowed to do it.
But you have to know when you buy that place. I mean, he's got his climbing tree. I mean, you'd have to cut down that climbing tree. You'd have to clear out those.
You just don't buy it.
Mm-mm. No.
Jon Snow supposedly died in the season 5 finale of Game of Thrones. But over the last few days, cast members.
And spoiler alert, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it's all
case you're not caught up.
Been over for months.
Yeah, but people, you know, you're screwed.
All right.
Sorry.
Okay. Anyway. Over the last few days, cast members started arriving in Belfast, Northern Ireland to start filming season 6, my homeland.
Yeah.
And yesterday, Kit Harington, yes, Jon Snow himself, was one of the people spotted getting off a plane arriving in Belfast. So maybe Jon didn't die.
That's my theory.
And even if he did, there are several fan theories about how he can return. There's speculation he's just coming back to film the funeral scene. After the finale aired, Harington himself said, "I've been told I'm dead. I'm not coming back next season. Who knows?" Snow's death occurs in the 2011 novel A Dance of Dragons. But in an interview, the author said was pretty coy about whether Snow was really dead.
Well, I think it's the last thing that anyone who's read the books has been left with him dying. So now the show on TV has caught up with all the books that are out. So no one knows. And that's the problem. There's no spoilers anymore. You can't spoil it.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows. Anything that is said is just a pure guess. So
no one rage on me, all right? For God's sakes. First of all, it's in the book.
Yeah, you're doomed.
And this story's everywhere. It's on TMZ. They're like, Snow's still alive.
It'd be really hard not to hear that part of Game of Thrones.
You know what? I'll say this. It could be just like a wrap it up scene.
It could be.
You know, he was left, you know, in a certain state and.
Oh, yeah. People are pissed.
Oh, they are. Mm-hmm.
I'm just reading a story. I didn't read
you have
it.
To say
I'm
before,
just passing out a spoiler alert.
You have to say spoiler alert if you haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Look at the people. They are mad at Dave.
I apologize. I assumed everyone knew it's in a book, for God's sakes. Well,
there is a lot of F words.
Yeah, there are. I'm so sorry.
You think somebody right now is like, but he that may
not,
son of a
he
bitch.
Might not,
just
he may not be dead.
Be dead. Keep that in mind, huh?
Yeah, but it is a big... You know what? It's kind of like when the Red Wedding happened, and I don't want to talk about what it is, but I mean, there were people that got spoiled, and that was a very big moment.
That's
I'm on season 2, Dave. I'm on season 3, Dave. I'm on season 1,
whatever,
Dave.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Dave, F you. F you, Dave. I watched the first 2 seasons.
hey, the Titanic sinks and Leonardo DiCaprio dies, okay? So spoiler alert.
Right.
I read something online. I had just started watching Game of Thrones, but I was a season behind, and I had read something online about, and I won't say what it is, but about the end of the first season.
Yeah.
A huge thing.
Yeah.
And it was totally spoiled it for myself. I always do that. I was so mad.
Really, I mean,
Ned,
like,
you found about that.
I'm like a big nerd about a lot of stuff, but like, I don't feel like I've ever felt anger from spoilers or anything like that. Like, I almost kind of seek them out. Because
really?
It seems to save me time.
Well, yeah. I mean, the way I am is I
don't want to know.
I dance dangerously close to spoilers.
Yeah.
I dance dangerously close because I want to talk about what I just saw, but I knew for a long time there was people that knew all the answers because they had read more of the book than the show was made. And you would do that, and there'd always be the one guy, the Dave Hunter. And
I hate you
he
all.
Would be like, you know, this guy dies. And you'd see it. And once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I mean, what's the window? Like, what's the safe window? You would think months would be a safe window.
People
like,
are catching up on seasons. Some people haven't watched the show.
I understand, but we talk about pop culture. You have to avoid talking about everything in case someone hasn't seen it.
You have to give people a warning so they can turn their radio down.
I teased it, and I said, is he still alive?
Well, that's pretty much saying
he's dead, isn't it? That's pretty much a fail right there, isn't it? They're calling it Spoiler Wednesday. What else do you want to
spoil? Someone else said the Titanic sank. Screw you, Dave.
Yeah.
Well, in the future, we'll try to be careful with that. Sorry, everyone.
Everyone's telling Dave to F off.
I'm so sorry. I didn't intentionally. I just thought I was in the safe window of, okay, the season finale was months ago. I'm safe to talk about it now.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I guess with the way that TV now is just, it's watched in a whole new way. Mm-hmm. And I guess it's kind of your own fault for not being caught up. But like, say, you know, there's shows right now, like everyone watches that Orange is the New Black. I'll probably watch it at some point when nothing else is going on and I, you know, I'll start to watch it. But I can't realistically think that if something big happens on a show I'm not going to hear about
it. Exactly. There's got to be a reasonable amount of time where you say, okay, if I hear it, it's on me. You know, I didn't watch the show, so I'm not a true fan. I didn't watch it with everyone else.
Yeah.
So if I watch it 3 years later and someone tells me what happens, well, that's on you.
It's almost like with Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Because I think everyone heard about Breaking Bad. I mean, how could you not?
It's like with Walking Dead. There are people trying to catch up with Walking Dead. It's, you know,
people watch stuff with such like, I guess I just don't have it in me to watch stuff with such a childlike wonder where I watch something and I'm like, oh, I'm so surprised.
Yeah.
I'm filled with surprise.
Yeah.
Like, I don't watch stuff like that. I hear something and I see it. I'm like, that's cool. That thing I heard. I just saw that.
Yeah. Like when I'll say this, when that thing happened that Dave revealed, my jaw was on the ground.
Yeah, a lot of people were like that.
So
there's so much that happens in the season. Everyone just stick with it and enjoy the ride. It'll be fine.
Enjoy the ride.
I guess what you can do is you can turn the TV off for the last 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You've already found out.
Again, I apologize. I didn't realize. I thought I was in the safe window, but apparently no. I'm just
they're
a
like
giant
kill
bitch.
That son of a bitch.
Seriously, let's go down there, Jim.
Just thank God we got this new security system, Dave, which is, as you can see, doesn't work.
Yeah, not at all.
Mm-mm.
Yep, that'll keep them at bay. I'm feeling I'll be fine.
There all goes right. My weekend.
If they can't get off their ass to watch the season finale 3 months later, then I think they're not going to come down and attack me. Coming up, what's in her vagina? The criminal edition. What did a guy try and steal out of a woman's lady bits?
Mm.
We'll talk about that. After Chuck the Freak, check sports. Chuck, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
What's going on?
Well, I'm not as big a one as you are. Well, sports is brought to you by the Red Bull Global Rallycross that roars into Detroit for a doubleheader this Saturday and Sunday. 600 horsepower supercars will tackle a mix of dirt, tarmac, and jumps on Belle Isle. Every ticket gets you paddock passes to meet stars, including Ken Block and Tanner Faust.
tickets at RedBullGlobalRallyCross.com. So, well, Tigers, huh? Just more of the same.
It looked okay for a while.
This is what they do. I was trying to go Tigers free a little bit last night.
Me too. I fell asleep. But the first inning was, we were off to a rough start in the first.
Yeah, but then we would come back.
Yeah.
You know, and so all of a sudden you come back a bit, and then Seattle would come back, and they'd be in the lead, and then we were winning the game. And then Franklin Gutierrez hits a grand slam in the eighth inning, and Seattle ends up winning 11-9. Last night.
Let's talk about the positives of the Tigers. The one positive.
Okay, you guys go ahead. I'm going to go.
No, I've got one. J.D. Martinez.
That's the only thing. He hit a 467-foot home run last night.
The farthest ever.
It's the farthest ever hit ball in Comerica Park.
He's pretty fun to watch.
I wonder what we could get for him. No, don't trade him, please. But trade
everyone
else. 27
home runs.
Yeah, he has 27 home runs. I mean, that is the only upside. And I guess we are now one day closer to trading everybody. All the rumors have hit, and
everybody's gone.
I mean, honestly, they would have to start winning here to make you think that they're not going to do it. Now, Brad Ausmus came out yesterday, and he was trying to, you know, make a case. They say they're very much in the race for the postseason.
No, we're not.
Close enough to a wild card spot that they don't need to be sellers. Of course, Dave Dombrowski says the team is still trying to make the playoffs. Of course you are, but you got to be real. And they've started to say some stuff. Dave Dombrowski started to say some stuff. Well, you got to be real about things. You got to understand where you are.
First
you
tense.
Have to, you know. But they ended up losing 11-9 last night. And Kansas City, meanwhile, now we're a one game under 500. Kansas City is 20 games over 500.
20 games over.
Wow.
Yep. It's their season.
It's their season. The Minnesota Twins are better than us.
They are.
Everyone suck on that for a bit. The Twins. Anyway.
Not many sports reports end that way.
Anyway.
Chuck the Freak Sports.
No, yeah. It's time to play What's in Her Vagina?
What's in there?
This happened last month. We just found out about it now.
Okay.
And I'm too intrigued, confused, and oddly aroused not to share.
All right.
38-year-old Paul Wells of Devon, England, tried to rob a woman last month.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't rob her purse, her wallet, her house. He robbed her vagina.
He had some insider info then.
He robbed her vagina.
Give me what's in your vagina.
What? I know, dude.
But so he knew, though.
He knew.
Someone was like, you know, don't you keep this dub in the vagina?
She was hiding. I'm not going to make you guess. She was hiding her cash inside her vag.
Wow.
Do ladies use their vagina as a safe?
I think Lisa does.
No, I don't think many women do that.
Are there women that use their vagina to keep things safe?
Ma'am, this money is very moist.
Oh,
I don't.
Oh, no.
What's in your vagina?
It's about 20 grand.
Nothing. Nothing's in there, I swear.
Yeah, you're right. He must have had it in there. Was that your vagina talking? Or is that you?
That's me.
Okay, I thought it would like Chuck's penis. That was your.
Nothing's in here.
There's no cash.
How much cash was in there?
They say they don't know the amount. It was substantial, though. That's all the police have revealed.
To be. If you, that's your hiding spot. It better be more than a couple bucks.
Yeah, you don't put a fiver in there.
No,
you know.
So we don't know at this point why she had cash in there. We don't know how he knew she had cash in there. All we know is that he robbed her vagina. Cops managed to track him down. He's going to be in court. They found him. His plea hearing's not until October. They're holding him in jail until then.
They take it seriously over there in England, the vagina robberies.
Of course.
I'd love to know if there are any women that stuff stuff in their vag for safekeeping.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm not a lot of women stuff yeah. stuff in their vag.
I don't think you'll find...
Like a storage unit.
Right.
Women
like, do you use your bits as a safe?
I mean, unless they're doing something illegal.
A right, lot of them yeah, like smuggling. And that's what I that's what I thought about this. Like, that maybe like, she's like a drug...
Not just like every day. No, women like, so aren't like
a woman's at the beach.
That's what a purse
she
is
wants
for.
To go swimming, and she realizes, oh, I've got my watch on.
Right.
I'll just slip this inside me and go for a dip.
Jesus.
That doesn't happen, right?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
You can't be sure. This lady had a bunch of money stuffed up hers.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I don't know what I might do if I had that place.
A lot. I've thought about it.
If I had a vagina, it would just be. It'd be nasty. I'd have like lint in it. Sticky pennies.
Yeah, like you're glad you don't have.
You're not up for the maintenance.
Yeah, no. I couldn't keep up.
No. It's there's a lot to them, I think.
Yeah.
There's a Cheeto in my bed.
Oh my god.
Yep.
Old candies.
Yep.
Andy's badge is gonna look just like my couch when I have to clean the house.
That's all I right picture.
Yeah.
I
can't keep a couch clean.
We
let
found
alone 76
a cents in Andy's vagina.
Yeah. When James peels back the cushion of the couch to like find something and all that stuff you just see, that's his vagina.
Yeah. Wow.
It's not good.
No, it's not. Yeah. Bruce Springsteen gave a surprise concert in a Jersey Shore bar this week. He stuck around afterward to autograph tank tops, press-on nails, and Camaros. That's nice of him. Nice of him.
Yeah.
And finally, Brad Pitt got a tattoo honoring his wife. Chuck's got a permanent reminder of his wife as well.
Oh, do I?
His lifeless eyes.
Lifeless eyes. Roll back weights.
I just let myself, no matter how
like
much kicking and screaming, I just get torn apart.
315 men went in. 25 come out. The sharks got the rest.
We delivered the bone.
Lifeless eyes. Those are my thoughts, not yours. I'm Dave Hunter on 101 WRIF.
Dave.
You shaved your coochie without asking!
Chuck the Freak.
I can S&M you, tie you in a basement, and not let you go for a week.
Lisa Way.
What? Did you just call me a whore?
Dave and Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more Dave and Chuck the Freak in just a moment. Don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, the stars of Sharknado 3, oh hell no, Tara Reid and Ian Ziering are going to join us. If you have any questions for those D-list celebrities, make sure to email them.
Ian.
Oh, God, I'm going to screw his name.
You need to write that down, like how you say it. Like, I.
Oh, what's he going to do? Hang up? Goodbye.
Yeah, call him whatever you want.
Yeah. Ian Ziering.
He's lucky to be on the show.
Is your name Daryl?
They should join us around 9 o'clock this morning here on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Oh.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
They ask people, what would your ultimate life experience be? And the ones that made the list are actually pretty boring. So we want to know the ultimate Dave and Chuck the Freak life experience list. What have you done that you think would make the list? Angie, what do you have, Angie?
I delivered my own baby in the back of our minivan while my husband was driving down I-94.
Oh, my goodness.
Holy hell, that must have made a mess.
Yes. Was your husband just like,
oh, my God! Oh, my God!
He says he heard me yelping, and he just turned the radio off.
Do you have any recollection of what song was playing?
Oh, we were listening to the soundtrack to Finding Nemo.
Oh, no.
What? Oh, sweet Jesus, God!
I gotta turn this up.
Oh, my God! Oh, oh, no! What's that smell? Oh, what was that? Oh,
what a day, though, for those people.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Good morning.
Lifeless eyes.
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak on 101 WRIF. Bill Cosby's attorney's on Good Morning America right now.
Lifeless eyes.
And she's got those lifeless cross eyes.
She does. I mean, that one is wonky.
Oh, yeah.
Wonky eye.
One wonky lifeless eye just keeps looking.
Wow.
It's like
I wouldn't have her representing me.
Well, so that's the only person that would.
Yeah.
Lifeless eye.
Shady McWonky eye is my lawyer.
No.
sleepless
nights. All right, coming up in just a moment here on Dave and Chuck the Freak on this.
Hold on. Because you know what's going to happen? Because this happens to us all the time. When we say something, we'll notice that this chick had a wonky eye or something.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a tragic
story to go along with it.
Like she was in a horrible accident that led to her...
We don't know yet.
Yeah, like there'll be something. So we know we've probably screwed up really bad, but I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah, she's definitely got a lifeless eye.
Submarine slammed two torpedoes into her side, Chief.
Chief.
He was coming back from the island of Tinian. The lady just delivered the bomb, the Hiroshima bomb.
Lifeless
eye.
Like
a doll's eye.
I didn't realize the scene was so long.
Well, it is. Well, yeah, that one, that's a 4 minute.
This is our newest addiction. For some reason, we just can't stop. Thanks, Andy Green.
I can't stop. I was saying it to people I didn't even know yesterday.
Yeah.
I have a confession. I said it yesterday.
Did you really?
I did. I went through the whole thing. No, I don't think I'm ready for that on the air.
Who'd you say it to?
Just myself.
Yeah.
Just walking around.
We found a scene too on Always Sunny in Philadelphia where Charlie does this speech.
Once the former rat, and I've seen it now in men. Once one gets a taste for its own kind, it can spread through the pack like a wildfire. Mindlessly chomping and biting at their own hinds. Nothing but the taste of flesh undermines. You know the thing about a rat? It's got lifeless eyes. Like a doll's eye. Don't seem to be living at all when it come at you. Till it bites you. And then the eyes roll over white. And you don't hear nothing but the screaming and the hollering.
What are you doing? I've never seen that one.
No, that's awesome.
He's talking about rats. Charlie has a rat obsession. Think about a rat.
Oh. All right, we'll try and get past lifeless eyes and wonky eyes.
No, that chick was looking right at the camera with one of those things.
And right not at the camera.
Lifeless eye.
Okay. All right.
It's like all I'd be able to say to her if I was like she was talking to me. She's like pleading her case, and I'm just like, you got a lifeless eye.
Okay. Earlier on this morning, Andy revealed that he has some shame about something he did behind his new girlfriend's back.
He's not alone.
So he was hoping she wasn't up earlier to hear it. She's probably up now going to hear it.
She's up, but yeah, she didn't hear it.
We want to know, what do you do secretly behind your partner's back? We'll tell you what Andy did if you missed it. Mm-hmm. And we want to know, what do you do secretly behind your partner's back you don't want them to know about with your lifeless eyes? We're going to open up the riff lines right now so you can talk about it. 248-544-WRIF. 248-544-9743.
101 The Riff. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
What do you secretly do behind your partner's back? That's what we want to know on the Riff Lines right now. 248-544-WRIF, 248-544-9743. Toll free, 1-855-WRIF-101, and text 4-WRIF-49743. We bring it up because earlier this morning, Andy made a bit of a reveal. He's in a new relationship, and so we all go through this. You change a bit. Mm. You've been eating healthier, Andy, I've noticed.
Yeah, I've been trying anyway. Right now, it doesn't look like it. If you look in front of me, there is a bumpy cake.
That's a birthday celebration.
That's true. That's a celebration. Yeah, you have to participate
in that. Yeah, I've been trying to get healthier because she's super healthy.
So. Yeah. Well, that's good. I mean, it's a nice influence.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I can be like, oh, this sucks that you want me to live.
But you've had some weak moments, and one especially that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah, we had talked, there's an ice cream place by her house, and the other day I went on a walk and I was like, oh, we should stop for ice cream after the walk. And she's like, that defeats the purpose because ice cream's really bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'll just get a medium, you know, like we were talking about. So I got a smaller one and I was like, yep, I'll just do this like maybe two times a month. That's a good amount of ice cream. I can still have a treat. So then the very next day, I'm driving to her house, and I see the ice cream place on the horizon, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is happening. And I pull in, I walk out, I order the ice cream, I go into my car, and I eat it in shame in my car listening to Tool, Anima. And I've got it cranked, and I'm just eating cookies and cream ice cream. And went and talked to her like nothing had happened. I felt like so, I didn't tell her.
No, of course you didn't.
No,
of course you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no, it was sad.
She
sad
had a
time.
Little setback.
It was a little setback.
It's hard.
So hard, Lisa.
And Chuck, you've admitted this before. Like you'll sneak into the pantry and eat stuff, right? Like you said,
I
that
gotta
before.
Sneak to eat anything. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm rationed.
That's true. You sneak to eat anything when she's found wrappers or napkins right in your car and she's realized that you've had fast food on your way
is
home.
Is it still like that? I thought she didn't care anymore.
Oh, she's. No, honestly.
I really did.
No, to be honest, she doesn't care anymore.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Yeah. It's like, because you go through that. It's like in the beginning of a relationship,
tried,
you care and you want to try and help.
And she doesn't care if I die.
And you just give up because
now,
it's a battle.
If I die, she's comfortable.
Because you used to come in to the studio with like, didn't you come up with like healthy food? Do you remember that, Dave?
I still have some,
like carrot sticks or something.
Yeah,
you did.
Carrot sticks.
You went through a phase, absolutely.
And she would pack your lunch and she would put in like all the healthy foods.
Mm. None of that. And now I honestly, like when I go through, you know, DQ or wherever, I just swipe the card. I don't even care. Before, I'd be like, I'd go get cash, you know.
So she couldn't trace your purchases.
And now I'm just, whatever. It's what I do. Just give me an ounce of happiness in life.
Yeah, so I just see Andy going through the kind of that same thing.
Yeah, so I see myself, you know, 10 years ago.
Mm. Yeah, like I was like, I walked the other day.
I've done one of those.
Not a fan
walks.
Of that.
Nope.
Let me tell you.
Yeah, I stopped all that too.
She asked if I wanted to go play volleyball the other day. I was like,
so play volleyball.
Moses.
Yeah, she plays volleyball on a league.
Wow. Andy.
Yeah.
Watch her and drink beer and watch her.
Good job, babe. Nice job.
Way to be active.
Good spec.
What do you do secretly behind your partner's back? That's what we want to know on the Riff Lines right now. 248-544-WRIF. 248-544-9743. Toll free 1-855-WRIF-101 or also text 4-WRIF. Marty from St. Clair Shores will start us off. What do you secretly do behind your partner's back, Marty?
I smoke a lot of weed.
Oh,
so does she know that you're a weed smoker at all?
Well, she does, but she doesn't approve of it, and she hates the smell of it. And she's told me before that when she knows I'm smoking, she feels like I'm cheating on her almost.
Oh, man. Yeah.
But, I mean, I've been more or less smoking every day for the past, I don't know, almost 10 years. So when I go for like more than a day or so without smoking, then I feel like I'm cheating on Mary.
How do you cover the smell, though? I mean, it's so odorous.
I keep most of my, well, I usually only keep a small amount of me at a time now, and I keep it in the trunk of my car. So it doesn't smell up my room or anything like that, and the place that we have together. And, the other thing is, like, I'll come home from work, and before I come inside, I'll just take a, you know, quick dab of the wax, as they say. And there's not really a whole lot of smell to that, but it'll take 2 seconds, so I'm not sitting in my car forever, and I don't stink. And then, I come inside, hey, honey, she's like, oh, you seem a little spaced out. Like, oh, well, you know, work was stressful.
Oh, yeah. Work is so stressful.
No. Oh, so stressful. I just need to lay down and eat some munchies for a while.
Yeah.
All right, Marty, thanks for calling in, man.
Smoking's pretty common, I would think.
I guess the
whiting it.
That wax stuff must have changed the game a bit. Because if you don't smell like it, because that's the thing, like, because I haven't, you know, I know people in my life that smoke it. And when I would go to his house or whatever, he would be convinced that you couldn't smell anything or that he didn't smell. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, you can.
You
How would you deal
like
with
weed?
That, Andy? So you're with a girl and she says, I'm not cool with you smoking weed. Would you? I mean, if you were
that
really into her,
that wouldn't work out.
Like you think you could give up ice cream and before you could give up weed.
Definitely. I definitely
allegedly.
Could.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Give up the thing that I allegedly do. Yeah.
Let's go to Dylan, who's with us. Dylan, what do you secretly do behind your partner's back?
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh?
All right, well, what I do is sometimes during sex, I have a mirror in front of my bed, and I'll make funny faces in it when her head's in the pillow. Because I just think it's funny. You know, I don't know what it is.
So she can't see you making funny faces, but it's somehow you get your jollies from doing it.
Yeah, makes him laugh.
No, I don't get jollies.
It just makes him laugh. Yeah.
No, I'm not saying it's turning you on. I mean, like, it makes you laugh. That's what get your
jollies. Yeah, laugh, and I laugh longer.
Okay.
Hey.
Doesn't take much to make Dylan laugh. No. That's a weird one, though.
Yeah.
Very weird. Hopefully she never catches up.
Making faces.
Making weird faces. Oh.
Yeah, she's got like a camera set up and he doesn't know. It's gonna
he should up his game and try sliding in a late lasagne. All the dirty talk.
Moving on.
Chip. Whoa, that's advanced.
Hi, Chip. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Good morning. Chip.
Chip, what's up?
Penis, what do you secretly do behind your partner's back?
I eat my old lady's underwear before I put them away.
What?
You what?
Yeah.
He eats.
Right after.
He eats his old lady's underwear.
Yeah.
What do you mean you eat it?
Dave, I'm not sure you need to.
Don't actually consume it.
No, he just puts it in his mouth and savors it.
Pretty much. I get the stink nuggets out of it and then just make sure.
Good Lord. Chip, we're going to have to let you go.
You dirty son of a bitch, Chip!
All right.
Jesus on the Christ!
Sink nuggets.
Chip's insatiable desire for panties.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Black eye.
So hold on.
Chip needs to edit what he says.
Yeah, Chip.
It sounded like his old lady was in the car with him, and she was fine with it.
She's a filthy bitch, too.
Chip's old lady.
Chip's old lady.
Having that sentence come out of your face, like, I eat my old lady's underwear.
Yeah. Like it's chewing tobacco. You just got it in your cheek and just...
Jason says he told him sometimes he does it with a spoon.
That's Chip's...
What?
Discharge.
Chip's...
I mean... got a problem.
Yeah. Yes.
A spoon? I hope that was a joke.
Chip, you got a problem.
Well, is it Chip or
no,
her?
She's got a problem.
She's got something going on down there.
If there's something you can eat with a spoon, is what Lisa's saying.
Yeah.
Oh. Right?
You'd be such a badass therapist. Chip's like, well, you know. Started off just eating my old lady's underwear. Lisa's like, could you elaborate on that? You know, I just eat the underwear, the discharge and all that, nuggets.
Just spoon
and
it.
You got a problem, Chip. Got a
so
good old-fashioned problem. And your old lady is gross.
Yes.
Oh. Jason, the phone screener, called them Cocoa Puffs.
Oh my goodness.
What's wrong with the world?
It's no good.
Yeah, because he was talking about back stuff.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
I think he was.
No, he wasn't. No, he wasn't.
What else would a stink nugget be?
No! Did he say stink nugget? Or?
I thought he said stink nugget.
Oh, God. Stop it.
He was a...
Little bud giblets.
He was talking about bud giblets.
What? Block Chip's number. Block Chip's number.
Chip, you're out.
We never need to hear from him
again. Chip, never call back again.
You're done, Chip. You're dead to us.
He's not done, though. He's going to get to work.
Yeah, Chip's.
Okay. Anonymous, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Good morning.
BD.
Life is a.
What do you secretly do behind your partner's back?
I say I come home tired, and I usually get a lazy eye when I'm tired, and I get a lazy eye when I'm drunk. So I drink copious amounts of booze on my way home. And I get that lifeless eye.
All right, Anonymous.
I did not know that. You could usually smell.
Yeah, booze you can pick up on someone. Just like tobacco smoke. There's a lot of, I don't understand how people hide some of that stuff.
Do you know how many times I've said, are you drunk?
Yeah.
Are you drunk?
You're drunk. I'm drunk.
In the ocean with the blood and the layla's nowhere.
Someone tweeted in saying that spoon comment sent chills through my entire body.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chip struck fear into all our hearts.
Oh.
Someone said, you guys are amazing, but have some of the craziest callers on the planet.
Of course.
Hashtag Chip is crazy. Hashtag filthy bitch. Hashtag nasty.
The funny thing is that Chip went through our phone screener to get to us, so there was layers that Chip had to go through.
Yeah,
and he's like, I'd like to talk to fellas. Yeah, I eat my old lady's underwear.
Yeah.
Jason's like,
go on through.
Chip dip, they call it.
Chip dip. Ew. Ooh, God, and I don't like what chip dip looks like at all. I would never eat chip dip.
Other people are saying similar kind of things, not that bad, but I totally sniff her panties behind her back. Mm-hmm. And some women are into that. I think some women would be creeped out if they found out about it, but we've heard from other women that are into it and think it's a turn on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It all depends. It all depends where you sit on that panty sniffing issue.
Yeah.
Another one, this woman texted in saying, I fart. I have never farted in front of him, and we live together. So every time he leaves the room, I let a little one out.
Well, she's so nice.
That is nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
That's a beautiful lady.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't ever fart in front of us. What do you secretly do behind your partner's back? Anonymous, you're up next. Good morning.
Me?
Yep.
A lifeless penis to you.
Oh, no.
Like a doe penis.
Oh, no.
Okay, black penis. Go ahead.
Whenever I think we are going to have a fun weekend together, I'll take fairly heavy dose of Cialis just to make sure that she has a great weekend with me.
So you don't really need it. You just want to make sure that it's above and beyond.
Yeah. I want to make sure that, you know, it's memorable or whatever.
You think she'd be offended if she found out?
I don't know. I'm afraid to find out. I'm afraid that she would think it's like her fault or something, and she would read too deep into it. So I've never just.
She will.
Yeah, I think she will.
And is it a crutch for you now? Like, do you have to have it before every fun weekend?
No. But every once in a while, when you're just trying to make that one weekend, you know, memorable, you have like an anniversary or something coming up, and you want to have a really good time. It just makes for a good time.
All right, thanks for calling in, Anonymous. Yeah. I'd be worried about, you know, if I took it for that I'd be like, oh, now I've got to take it. Mm-hmm. And I'd screw myself in the head. But, oh, I didn't take it. It's not going to be as great.
Right.
If I guess to me, the thing I'd be worried about is taking it and then looking down and being like, oh, my God, he's amazing. Because then I'd take it every time.
Right. And then you wouldn't.
Because I'd be like, yeah, this is how you have to do it.
Right.
It's awesome.
This is the best he'll ever be.
Yeah. I don't think it's that bad of him to do it. I just think that Lisa's right, that a girl probably would take it the wrong way. Right. And really, it's just either we're too fat or
she'd think that you're not turning her on.
Right.
Yeah. You're not into it as much.
Yeah.
Not that you just want to please her beyond her wildest dreams, that she's doing something that's making you take it.
Mm-hmm.
Shannon from Warren is next. What do you secretly do behind your partner's back, Shannon?
I guess when, like, we don't live together, I guess when we're not together, I watch girl porn to get off.
And what do you mean by girl porn? Like lady on lady?
Yeah.
We hear that a lot.
Yeah, we do. Big. So what do you think you'd be surprised at the most? That you pleasure yourself or that you're pleasuring yourself to lesbian porn?
I guess that I'm pleasuring myself to lesbian porn.
I gotta tell you, he'd probably be very aroused.
Yeah, he'd probably watch.
Yeah, probably. I don't know how he would feel about it, because, I mean, it's like, I don't know, I'm getting off the girls.
Yeah,
aroused,
I mean,
or worried.
There is a, I guess there's always a worry, but I guess we've talked about it so much that we
so
know.
Common.
It's just, you know, but like Andy says, you can't compete.
No, you can't.
With lesbos?
No, you can't. You
can't compete with them.
They're bringing something to the table.
If a girl told me she was watching lesbian porn, I rather have that than her seeing the porn dongers that are available out there.
Yeah.
I think most guys would be okay with it. As long as she's into you and you know that she is, I think they'd be okay with a lady getting off to ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Devin from Brownstown. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak next. What do you secretly do behind your partner's back?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
A couple years ago, I was at a bachelor party, and a couple of the strippers there, they put on a little show with toys on this little black and
blue blanket. Anyway, I bought the blanket off of him for $20, and I secretly masturbate, but I take the blanket and kind of do like an asphyxiation thing with it.
You choke yourself with the $20 blanket?
Yeah, but it was a blanket that two chicks were on, and
so the thought of that, like I said, the thought of them being on it is what gets you off.
Yeah, and I swear to this day, it still smells like it. Mm. It's awesome.
Oh my god!
Best $20.
Wow, that's different. I think
$20 investment I ever made.
I do think that the most ladies would not be cool with that.
No,
I don't think so.
The stripper blanket jerk off.
No, no.
It's all right, honey. I just choke myself with it.
It smells like their bits.
And you would never suspect it was a stripper blanket.
Yeah.
No.
A girl, that would never occur to a girl.
Never.
You bought the strip club blanket.
No.
No, it absolutely would not.
He will never get found out.
But you know what? Years and years ago, even before I started hanging out with my current buddies, it was one of my buddies' birthdays, and they went to a strip club, and they bought him a Pistons jersey, and they had a stripper put it on and come out, dance, and give it to him. And he had it forever. I don't know if he still has it. But he said you could open the drawer and pull it out, and it's still smelled like stripper. Mm. Like it was still like a delicious smelling thing. Years, like 12 years later. Mm. So I don't know,
whatever strippers use, it lingers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This one was just texted in. We're asking, what do you secretly do behind your partner's back? My wife wants kids and I don't, so I sneak pills in her drinks all the time so she won't get pregnant.
That's
not nice.
Cool. That's no.
You're dealing with messing with someone's life.
Are.
Like, just let them go. Maybe if they want to have kids.
Well, and it's
and
like
with someone
medicine
else.
Medicine and or, hormones yeah, and stuff. And you're messing with their body. That's not cool.
Where does he even get the pills from? You just can't go and get pills.
Just buy them off some prescription. Guy.
Online somewhere.
That's risky.
That's really bad. Mexico. Don't do that anymore. Oh,
here's Mexican birth control.
Uh-huh.
Mm-mm.
See.
Sam, you're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. Good morning.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? What do you secretly do behind your partner's back, Sam?
Secretly, my girlfriend's not into the whole foot fetish, so I am. So when she's sleeping, sometimes I'll take pictures of her feet and the toes, and later I'll get off to them, you know.
How's she going, eh?
It's all about the feet. It's all about the feet, boys.
Huh. So yeah. You, that is
so she's
strange.
Got great feet.
But, I mean, it's nice that it's her feet that turn you on. But have you asked her before to do stuff with feet, and she's totally not into it?
Yeah, I've mentioned the feet, and she just wasn't down with the feet. So, and I'm all about the feet, always have been. So, gotta take some pics of the feet when I can, you know.
Yeah.
It's definitely weird and creepy.
A lot of things could be worse.
Right.
Though.
It's still her feet, and he's it's something of her that he's pleasuring himself to.
Yeah.
That makes it less creepy.
I mean, I guess the thing is, though,
you're not
sure, Lise? I think you should be more like honest. That. I think you should just be more honest and be like, hey, listen, you know what? I know you'll never let me do anything to them, but you know they turn me on. Take some pictures of your feet for me. You know, I think he should be a bit more honest about it. I think no girl would like to know you're pulling back covers on her and taking pictures of her while she's out.
Well, and one of these days she's going to wake up while he's going all Annie Leibovitz or whatever that photographer's name was on her feet.
he's
going to have like the lighting rig and like the.
Can you for a second imagine if Lisa woke up and someone was taking pictures of part of her body without her knowledge or consent? How she would react?
Wouldn't be very good.
I cannot imagine.
I don't know if we can even really understand what would happen, because I don't know what Lisa has around at her disposal. She'll never tell us.
But
I
like
know that there's weapons. Oh, there she goes. There she goes. Lisa's out.
Especially the feet. That's so weird.
Like, oh, I thought you were sleeping.
But don't you think he could have been like rubbing the feet with his donger and stuff? I know it's more risky, but
it's extremely risky.
There's a lot more he could have been doing.
Yeah.
Or, you know, finaleing.
She'd wake up
on them.
Like, remember the story from New Orleans where that creepy guy in the lobby of that nice hotel, you know, tried to sign my wife and I up for massages.
Yeah.
And Amber was all about it.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, a few months later, we see that he's been busted because he was finishing on his client's feet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what he did.
So same kind of deal. How just horrible.
He wanted Amber and your feet so bad.
No, more Ambers, thankfully. But, yeah, that Frankenstein-looking fella was so creepy.
Yeah.
But that's what he was into, too. So you'd think it was like lotion, right? You'd think it was lotion that he was rubbing into your feet. You wouldn't assume it was finale stuff.
No, you'd probably enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. That would suck to have to be like... I'd like to file a complaint with your business.
Reason for complaint, spunk feet.
Yeah, your guy, Dizzy Gillespie'd on my feet.
What do you secretly do behind your partner's back? Andy admitted that he secretly snuck off to eat some ice cream behind his new lady's back. What do you do? 248-544-9743. Jack, how are you? Hey, Jack.
Hello?
Hi, what do you secretly do behind your partner's back?
Well, I just want to say Disco Police.
Oh, Disco Police. Police.
My girlfriend, she gets super jealous. We've been dating for a few years now. And she gets super jealous whenever I'm with other girls. So honestly, it's just gotten to the point where I just don't, like, I don't lie to her, but I just don't tell her that I'm going out with other girls. And it's not like I go off and have sex or anything. There's just friends that I've been telling for longer than her. And so, like, just this past week, I went up north with one of my friends that are girls and a couple of her other friends.
Lisa laughs.
Lisa's giving you the
Lisa
we'd soon be broken up right now.
Lisa laughs.
She'll find out, too.
Lisa don't play that crap.
Yeah.
Go up north with a girl.
Yeah. No, that's not you. Are you kidding? Who would play that crap?
No, not many people.
Nope.
That's why he has to hide it. Dude, that's risky.
No good,
that's
too.
Risky.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
He says he's not. Yeah, well, he says it's all legit, but...
Until he finds out that he can have sex with one of them, and then it's not legit. Mm-hmm.
That's risky times. Some text messages coming in here. When my boyfriend can't get me off, I sneak off and finish the job using his vibrating toothbrush. He has no idea. What end is she using?
Whatever. Do what you gotta do.
So he can't get her off, but the toothbrush
can. But the toothbrush can. Oh, man. Oh, my Oral-B is better than me.
Dude, I know for a fact an Oral-B is better than me. There's no question. I brush my teeth with one of those. I've thought about banging it.
That's so nasty.
With you a sometimes. Lot of vibrations.
This one, we're asking what you secretly do behind your partner's back. Jerk it with peanut butter on my dong.
Okay, that's weird.
Why?
He says, feels amazing. Guys, it's a must try.
No.
Hmm.
Oh, no. Don't get any ideas, Chuck.
I wouldn't.
I use Chunky and it's all scratched up.
Oh, God.
Scratched up my shaft.
Ooh. I'd have a problem because I'd want to lick the peanut butter off my fingers.
Oh, God, you animal. Sometimes you're an animal.
Well,
I mean,
that's
he's right.
Why I won't do something. What a waste of peanut butter.
He's saying he's not gonna.
I'm not going to because of that.
Yeah.
This one.
I also want to look down and think, God, it looks really delicious down there.
Well. Ryan sent us an email. He said, I tell my girlfriend I'm going to the gym, but I really go to a Chinese food buffet every time. She wonders why I'm not losing weight.
I don't know what's happening, baby. Yep, 45 minutes on the treadmill today.
So he probably like gets in shorts and a t-shirt and running shoes and goes to the Chinese buffet.
That's probably what I'll end up doing.
Love Chinese
I bet you there's
food.
A lot of people that say they're going to the gym and actually don't. Do something else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so.
You know, probably. Go either to sit and have a coffee or whatever it is. Maybe not go to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't actually go to the gym when they say they're going to the gym.
If I ever tell you guys I'm going to the gym, be very skeptical of whatever it is I'm up to.
Yeah, we know you're not going to the gym.
Andy's
going to buy some early today because I got to go to the gym.
I'm sure that's not happening.
Enjoy it.
I can tell by your lifeless eyes.
My lifeless eyes.
Working out with a dull eye.
Dave.
This blew my mind about foreskin.
Chuck the Freak.
Oh my God. See, I know you just suck on the underpants.
Lisa Way.
Produce this glass dildo now.
Dave and Chuck the Freak on the Riff.
We're taking a break. When we come back in just a moment, we've got Riff News on the way. What town has been hit with a sleeping illness? People just falling asleep at home, at work, even while driving?
Oh, no.
We'll tell you about that. Have psychologists figured out the three reasons your office goes crazy for free food? Have we found the luckiest Canadians ever? And guys, what makes your dick attractive?
Wow.
We'll tell you how women rate the eight factors of your dong when we come right back. Riff News is next.
Previously on Dave and Chuck the Freak.
There is a girl who was on spring break swimming when a manatee started swimming next to her. And even though they only eat plants, she started freaking out like it was a shark.
Oh.
Now, I'd love to play it for you, but our internet's currently down.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Is it really down? Can we play it on your phone?
I'm going to play it off my goddamn phone.
That's what we have to do. That's what we have to do on this show.
I can reenact it, I guess.
You be the manatee.
Okay.
And then she screams a lot. You need your high pitched scream.
Okay, I'll do it. All right, I'll do it.
Ooh, I'm a manatee.
Son of a bitch! Sharker's
nothing! I'm not a shark, I'm a manatee.
You're terrifying!
You want a spring break or something?
No!
I'm a peaceful creature.
Join Dave and Chuck the Freak as they act out YouTube. It's Dave and Chuck the Freak. Thanks for downloading the Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast. Brought to you by the Spex Howard School of Media Arts. Spex Howard is focused on success with one-year programs in graphic design, broadcast, or digital media arts. Find out more at spexhoward.edu or call 248-358-9000. The Dave and Chuck the Freak podcast, an exclusive of WRIF.com.